all Unionists and Fermanagh behind you?
Well, I think that's a decision for others. I just can't speak for everyone. Clearly, the Ulster Unionists and the DUP have came up with this deal.
Given Mrs. Foster's position, is this whole thing a shambles?
I don't know why anybody would suggest it's a shambles. It's a relationship, it's a deal that has been done, and we're hoping to maximise from it. So obviously what we want to do is maximise the vote to ensure that people get someone who will represent them in Westminster.
Has the UUP been sold a pup?
In fairness, this proposal, and you were there yourself, Rodney, back in October at our party conference whenever the story broadly broke, in that the Ulster Unionists proposed that the DUP should support us in Fermanagh South Tyrone, give a fair chance for Unionists to win the seat, and that we should reciprocate in North Belfast. So that was our proposal. So I'm not sure how you think, or anybody would think, we have been sold a pup.
How confident are you of beating Sinn Féin's Michelle Gildrey?
Well, I wouldn't go into the election if I wasn't confident. So of course,
give me a percentage.
I wouldn't go in percentage terms.
20%, 50%?
What I'm saying is I'm absolutely confident once the people get behind me, once there is momentum to the campaign, and I think people will realise that it would be much better with someone who represents them at Westminster than someone who doesn't.
Ms Gildrey would say that she does represent people. She also said in the past that taking part in various debates and so on is irrelevant. Do you think that if you were there, if you got elected, you would be able to do much more?
Well, I'm old enough, Rodney, you're not probably, to remember the late Frank Maguire, the MP here in Fermanagh South Tyrone, who actually brought the government down. I think it was 1979. Brought the government down at Westminster, and he turned up specifically to abstain. Now, if he'd have voted for the, I think it was the Labour Party at that time, which they thought he was going to do, I think, they would have kept the government going, and the government wouldn't have been brought down at that time. And, you know, he changed, he made changes, he made a difference at that time. So obviously it just shows that a vote can make a difference.
But what difference can you make? If you get elected, what can you actually do for the people of Fermanagh South Tyrone?
Well, what I can do is influence in debates. That's what people do at the Assembly. That's what people do in Council. That's what people do in Westminster. What I will be hoping to do is influence through the means of debates and use my vote to do that as well.
And in terms of cuts, for example, will you be there saying no to cuts in Fermanagh South Tyrone?
I'd certainly be there fighting for the people of Northern Ireland and specifically Fermanagh South Tyrone. Whatever will be good for the people of this area, I will be fighting for that.
Do you pledge to try to stop cuts?
Yeah, but I think Sinn Féin are saying that they will oppose all cuts. Probably impossible to oppose all cuts. You just can't do that when there's efficiencies. But I will certainly be opposing those that are most strenuous and those that will have a detrimental effect on Fermanagh and South Tyrone. But the difference between Sinn Féin and me is I'll be in there actually voting for it and making that difference. They'll not.
Tom Ennis, thank you.
Thank you.